Pastor Andre Luis is, you know, I started asking him about the different things he does in ministries and whatnot. I think every time that he's up here, he surprises me with more things that you could put at the end of his name and titles and ministries that he's a part of. Long story short, he is, the way he put it today, was supervisor. I asked him, you know, he is a pastor of a church, but he's also kind of a pastor of pastors, and he's a supervisor over several churches in Haiti. He is involved with teaching at college level, a Bible institute that's down there. He's involved with getting support for children that need teaching because you don't have a public school system like we do here. He's involved with high school level teaching and seeing students go through that. He's involved with helping find support for different churches that are down there and rebuilding after things like giant hurricanes that knock everything down and whatnot. He has influences into all sorts of different parts into the government and whatnot, which was something that surprised and impressed Pastor Kevin when he went down there to be a part of the pastor's conference a couple of years ago. In any case, there's several occasions where you see in the Bible where there's reports brought back of what's going on in the church abroad or in different areas, and at times support for those different churches given and sent that way. So that's kind of what we're up to tonight. And Pastor Andre, I'm just going to give it to you and give you as much time as possible tonight. So with that, Pastor Andre Luis, please. And if I missed anything in that, you're going to have to speak up.
I want to say thank you. And I am here. I've been here many times. Here already. It's a pleasure for me and my wife to come to you once more tonight to tell you about the ministry in Haiti. But I want to read a passage from the scripture that is from Isaiah chapter 6. I want to read from verse 1 and to verse 8. Isaiah 6, from verse 1 to verse 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings, with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew, and one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundation of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, who is me? For I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and while I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongue from the altar, and he touched my lips and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, Lord, send me. And he said, go and say to these people, and so on. This is the verse we have to use to speak to you with this title, A Missionary Calling. A Missionary Calling. And when we come to the word mission, it comes from a Latin word. Latin word, mito. M-I-T-T-O. And there's a form, tense form called supin in Latin. That goes missum. For mito, you have missum, from which you derive the word mission. And here, Isaiah heard a voice who said, who shall go for me? He said, you are my Lord, send me. With the word send, there is the word mission. Send me. That is, Isaiah was sent in a mission. And now it is just to introduce the calling of Isaiah. But we want to see some step in this passage. The first step we want to talk about is the timing, the occasion for this calling. It was in the death of Uzziah, in the time of the death of Uzziah. We have to understand, whenever there is a situation or problem among God's people, God always intervenes to give direction, to blame, or to comfort. But now it was at the time of Uzziah, the king of the nation of Judah. And the king died. When the king of a country died, when the chief of a country died, the whole country is sad. Sometimes you may find some people who don't like the king. No matter, some people may not like him, but you have people who love him. But you have to understand, God came in a time of crisis to the people of Judah when the king passed away. And I don't have time to tell you too many things, because I have to tell you also about myself, about my calling, how the Lord has called me. He has not called me as he called Isaiah. But in this calling, it was the time of problem. The second thing we saw, the vision of Isaiah. And we find that in verse 1, he said, in the year that the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. How did he see the Lord? He saw him high and lifted up. That means the Lord is great. If we are serving the Lord, we have to understand we are not serving a small God. I know many of you, most of us, who come to the Lord have problem. But if you have problem, you must know that you are serving a great God. And they found him high and lifted up. That's not a small God. He's not a Buddha God. He's not a voodoo God like we have in Haiti. But if you believe in God, you put your trust in him, you don't have to feel anything, no matter what your problems is, he's able to help you. Isaiah saw this kind of God. The first thing he saw a big God. You also, if you come with your mind before the Lord, you have to come with the understanding that you are serving a great God. In the past, people used to believe in God. They used to trust him for everything. But today, we get it so good. God seem not to have to do anything to do with our problem. But I want to tell you this evening that Isaiah in his vision want to tell you that you have to believe in a God who is all-powerful. You have to trust him. Sometimes we pray to God, nothing happens. But you have to understand, sometimes what you wish to happen doesn't happen because the Lord loves you. He knows what's best for you. Now, we came with my wife to Haiti, from Haiti. We are visiting different churches. Now we are here. Sometime we have to fly big airplane. But I'm telling you, and you know it too, when you are on this big airplane, when they are shaking up there, that doesn't make you happy. But when you are there, up there, you still have to believe you are in the hand of a big God. That's the way we do our traveling. And we left New York to come to Minneapolis on bus. That's not fun. I want to tell you, that's not fun. We left on one day at 1:25. Five o'clock the next day. See? We left at 11 one day, and we get there at 3 the next day. That's not something that your back will compliment. That's not too nice. But if you have to do it, you trust the Lord. No matter, as you are living in this body has to suffer, but keep on trusting the Lord. Now, it was a time of difficulty, but sometimes, even when I'm traveling, we have time of difficulties, but what did Isaiah see? I told you he saw a big God, but this God, he saw a holy God. A holy God, the holiness of the Lord. That the second part he saw. What this word says, and he said he saw seraphim, and they had to cover their feet, their face, and they had to fly with wings. And the seraphim said, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." What does that mean? The seraphim, they are big angel of high rank. The angel, they are God creatures. God creatures that God made for different services. From there, He sent them to talk to people. Sometimes He sent them to do His service to strike rebellious people. They are creatures that God has made for His service. But those angels, the seraphim, big angels, in this context, they were worshiping the Lord. If the angel, those big angel, the seraphim, and in Hebrew, any word and ended by I am stand for plural, seraphim. That means those angels, there were many, they were not only one. There were many who were worshiping God. And Isaiah saw those angels worshiping God. When they worship God, they give praise to the Lord. Praise to God for His holiness. They kept on saying, holy, holy, holy. Why? Three times. Now, they were proclaiming the holiness of the Trinity. Trinity. They were claiming holy the Father, holy the Son, and holy the Holy Spirit. That is the whole divinity is holy. Now, if we are worshiping the Lord ourselves, just we have to worship God as a triune God. That is three in one. How can you understand that? The Jehovah Witnesses say that we are not serving God because we are serving three God. I will tell them we are not serving three God. We are serving one God which act in unity. Everything they are doing, the Son agrees to do it, the Father agrees to do it, and the Holy Spirit agrees to do it. And when you go back to Genesis in the creation, you will see those three work together to make creation. And I don't have time to do a kind of education to tonight, but that what it is, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit Everything they do it in unity. As they do it in unity, it is perfect. That's what Isaiah saw. They were worshiping the Lord as those angels. Not one angel, there are many, because they are plural. When they call seraphim, they are plural. Many of them were worshiping the Lord in unity. It is why the Lord wants us to serve Him, not when you feel we have money to go to McDonald's to eat good, but in any circumstances, we have to unite ourselves to serve God, because He wants our worship. Sometimes people don't know they have to come to worship the Lord. I want to tell you, tonight you are here. You are not here to worship me. I'm not worshipable, because I am a man like you are. But if we are Christian, we must find time to worship the Lord. We must find time to come to this church where you belong, to give praise to God. And God also has power to build you and help you. I am here tonight. I don't have time to keep you too long, because if you let me, you may have a problem to go home. Because maybe mainly for the ladies, while your husband is waiting for you at home, and if you keep me on talking, you may go home to 6 o'clock in the morning. Because I feel a lot in my stomach to tell you, in my mind, I can tell you. He said here, what did he see? He saw and the people are saying, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Do we have glory to give to the Lord? We need to glorify God. How can we glorify God? We have to claim His name by telling other people about who He is, about what He can do in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they were worshiping Him. So this angel were preaching to us, though we were not born yet, to tell us we must give glory to the Lord. How do we give glory to the Lord? By telling other people, by doing evangelizing work. Let people know about Jesus Christ. And I just come here to tell you this is what it's all about. They were worshiping in this situation. And also, there was in verse 3, it says, the whole earth is full of his glory. In the foundation of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. What does that mean? One part they were giving glory, another part they saw that the temples was filled with smoke. As they were glorifying the Lord, that speaks of the wrath of God. The Lord was angry. It is good to worship the Lord, but also Isaiah saw, what did he see? He saw the house was filled with smoke. Smoke speaks of anger, of God's anger. And the wrath of God filled the temple with smoke. That is, God was ready to hit, to strike. Why? Now, let's see what happened. We see now the consciousness of Isaiah, verse 5. Consciousness of Isaiah. It is a very important passage, and after he saw the foundation, what happened to the temple, and he said, and I said, who is me? For I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah saw the smoke in the temple. He understood what happened. He became conscious of what the Lord is about to do. God was angry. And now Isaiah understood. He said, I am lost because I live in the midst of an unclean people. The people live in sin. And he knows that the Lord can strike. People who are sinning against him. But if he's in the midst, in the striking of the Lord, he may also be hurt. He said, ho unto me, I am lost. Now, we are living in America. You know what is going on in your country. And now, America was considered as the country, the biggest country, still considered as the biggest country in the world. But you know the story about the people of Israel. When they do good, God bless them. When they get things good, now They don't see to worship the Lord. Now they try to live in sin. But you know how God used to strike them. Now you're living in America, the biggest country in the world. Everybody wants to come to America. Haiti, all the Haitians, if they could have a chance to come to America, they would feel good. You are in America, you don't know what you have. You don't have to go to anybody. You can live in America and be self-sufficient. But people in Haiti and other countries wish that they could have the chance even to touch this soil of America. You are living in a rich country, but you don't know what you have. But it is a curse. Now, what is going on in this country? Last time I was watching TV, it was with this grace I saw that the Supreme Court of America has voted for two women and two men to be married. And I don't have time to tell you that. Go to the Bible, where it shows you that God hates homosexuality. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for homosexuality. Now, the highest court in the world passed a law for lesbian and homosexual people to be married. And Isaiah said, "Ho unto me." I think the people of America have to pray for your country, so that they will turn away from wickedness and to serve the Lord. In Haiti, we have to do the same thing, to pray for Haiti, because they serve evil spirit. But I think the sin of homosexuality is worse than voodoo worship. Now, you and I, we can pray together for your country so that it would turn away from the evil doing, so that they would serve the true God. I come here, I thank Pastor Kevin Lee for letting me come to his church, where I will tell you our needs in Haiti. And this message, this is a message I put here. We have, I think, 6 parts in it. And I always touch 2 parts only. I cannot go any farther. If I keep on talking, you can be here for another good time, longer time, you would not like to do. But I want to tell you, when I come here, we come not because I love you, only I love you too. But I come because you are American. That means I have problem in Haiti with my people to help them. And I know by coming to you, I can present you the need of our people who may take part in it to support us. That's the reason I come, because I know everybody knows that the American people are loving people. They used to help people with their needs. And we come to you to tell you about our needs. I told you already here, we have, when we started the ministry, we don't have time to repeat what we have said before. That will take us too much time. But some place you go, you preach the gospel, some people got saved, and they cannot send their children to school. We have to provide school for those children, pay teachers, give them a salary every month, so that they could teach those children. But in order to have the school, we have to pay the teachers. That's why we came here and asked people if they could support us with $25 a month, so that we will give some education to some children who will take, they will attend the school free of charge from the money we may receive from friend like you to support a child with $25 a month. We may do this job. That's one of the need we have. When we went to Haiti, we started the ministry with 11 people. Now we have 26 churches planted in Haiti, where the gospel being preached. But we have to send a pastor to each church to do the job, but we have to support those pastors, not with good money, but some money at least, to support their family. We come here again to share this need with you. Anybody who would like to support a pastor to do the job with whatever money you feel like, we don't impose any figure on you, but if you feel like to support a pastor in Haiti, you'll send a check to the Independent Christian Alliance Church. But you will put support for pastors. Now, there we know which pastor who need help, and we will support that pastor for you. You have to understand, the Bible said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. It said, he that believes shall be saved. Who who not believe will be lost. But he said at the same time, it is our duty to do the job. I come here, I know not everyone here can go to Haiti. But if you support to help us support a pastor to those churches, 26 churches, that will be you and I, hand in hand, work together. When we get people saved over there in Haiti, you see, I don't have time to say too much. All the things I would like to say. But I want to tell you, you and I, we can do the job together. You here, and I in Haiti. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You will be witnesses. That is our calling. In Jerusalem, that's where you are. Maybe here in Port Orchard, for you. In Judea, that the next capital city of this state. In Samaria, in Judea, in the next state, and unto the uttermost part of the world. I'm not in Judea. I'm not in Jerusalem. But Haiti is among the uttermost part of the world. You're far off. And you can help us together do the job. But when a man or a woman is saved in Haiti, he or she enters the kingdom of God. When some of you would like to support a child going to school, support a pastor doing the ministry, but now we have a Bible institute where we teach people to do the ministry. And where many churches growing. When they get the instruction from us, I used to be the only teacher in this Bible school, but now I prepare many, now some of them become teachers also in the Bible Institute. Those who have trained. Now they begin to have a lot of people who got saved. And many churches, like, let me tell you, the church in Carrefour, we're going to see it in the picture I'm going to show. They have an average of 450 people. The church in Croix Le Maire, country church, they have about 600 people. The church in Carrefour, like that is a suburb of Port-au-Prince. We get between 5 to 1,000 people in that church. That's our biggest church. And because people help us, we can support those pastors. And the people in Haiti cannot support their pastors. Instead of having the people to support the pastor according to the word of God, the people expect the pastors to support them because they are not working. The average income, comment dit chômage? An employment. The average unemployment in Haiti is 80%. That is, most of the people, they come to the church, you ask for a collection, if they give you $1, that's a good money for them. He take now about 50, between 40 to 50 Haitian dollars to make one American dollars. So, it is hard for us to get the job done with the people we have in Haiti. We come to you to ask for your support on a monthly basis. Whatever you give will be very much appreciated. And I don't want, now we are going to different places and we have to pay transportation and bus ticket and plane ticket, that's money. That's why I told Pastor Jeremy, everybody would like to give us on the trip when we are here, they have to give us something to help us with the transportation. Because I know you, from your heart, you will not be happy to let us go from here to Haiti on foot. So, I would like your help, whatever you can do. We will appreciate that. When we went to Haiti, we had an earthquake. Some churches was collapsed. We're trying to repair some of them. Now, we are going to show the pictures of what we have done. And we still have churches that need repair. And we thank you for everything. We thank Pastor Kevin for his support to us. And we enjoy what he's been doing, helping us. We come back to you. I don't want to have a lot to say, but I know it's time to start. It's time to start. Is it time to stop? Two S's. You want to say something? And I come with my wife here, and she has something to say. I would like her to come up to see what she needs to say. Thank you very much.
Good evening, church. How everybody doing tonight? It's a pleasure for me to see you tonight, and I'm so glad to see you again. Last year we saw some face, some that wasn't there last year, but I'm glad we'll be back again, and we are happy to see you. And those pictures we're going to see, you're not going to see too much on those pictures, at least three, I think I have here, because the person who's supposed to do the DVD for us, why he has to do it, and they took, you know, Haiti, you don't have light, you have electricity here. You can have electricity 5 minutes, 1 hour, 3 hours, one half of days, and they took it anytime they want to take it. And when they took it, they could take the time they want to give it to you, to give it to you. So why that person did the DVD for us and they shut off the light. So we didn't have electricity to finish what I have to do. But you will see some of those pictures. But it's not only that we have. We have a lot of churches who's finished. We have a lot of churches who still need work on it. We have some who start. We need bench for them. They don't have no bench yet for those people to sit to worship the Lord. Some of the place doesn't have no door yet. We're working. We have some of finished, but we still have some. We need help on those part for people who have heart to help finish those church. Because look at this big place you have. You don't have enough people here. But in Haiti, this place, you will fill it up until the yard get some. And those people is happy to worship God. Even they don't have chair to sit down, they're standing and they still worship the Lord. So pray for Haiti, and I pray for you here, so you have heart not only to give but to serve the Lord and to bring some more people and the church, because you have enough place to fill up that place with people. But you cannot do it without sitting, don't do nothing. You have to go and do your job. Talk to people, invite friends, invite your co-worker, invite everyone you can invite to bring them to the church. So after they use, they will stay here. May God bless you all.
Pray for you. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for Andre and Ghislaine and all the work that you've done through many years of ministry. And God, we just lift them up to you, lift up the church in Haiti, and still work that needs to be done to continue to repair the buildings that were destroyed in the earthquakes in the past, Lord. And so we just lift them up to you, Lord. And if it is on the heart of anybody here or anywhere else in their travels, Lord, to support the church there, Lord, that you would encourage each one of your people in that way, Lord, if that be the case, Lord. So lift them up to you, and look forward to continuing to see what you'll do through that ministry there, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And by the way, we keep in stock in our church copies of Andre's book about voodoo and Haiti and the things that go on there. It's, as far as I know, one of the best books on close encounters on voodoo and the way the demons are working through that. If you need information on getting a hold of them and how to support the church there or the different opportunities there, get a hold of me. I've got that information. And then also icahaiti.org is the website there, and you can find links to other information on how to contact them from there. So, Lord bless you. Have a good night.